What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're about to listen to a podcast full of wonder, excitement, and discovery. It's time for an adventure through Odyssey. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Adventures Through Odyssey podcast, Odyssey Revisited. I'm Will here with John, and it's time for The Best Is Yet to Come, Part 2. The Meltzner family continues making a decision about if they should move to Baltimore, and Jules and Buck think they have a way to stop it.
I think this was a good part overall. You know, it does seem like it is almost like a separate episode feel, because it does like kind of have its own self-contained thing.
I do agree with that.
I get the feeling what is going to happen is the first two parts was like getting the job, whether they should move. And I feel like the second part, right, is going to be like the big farewell.
Right, like I'm assuming mostly part four is going to be a farewell party. I think part three is going to deal a lot with the fallout of Jules and Buck.
Yeah, I mean, let me say this. You know, some of this episode is going to be, you know, about dealing with these things. But I also think, so I find this funny. So I listened to the episode like yesterday. And I was looking at the comments just because, you know, they're right there. And like the first comment is very funny to me because I feel like this arc will also be good for Odyssey shippers, because they were like in the comments, this person was like, well, Buck can stay in Odyssey. He's probably old enough to live by himself.
He's 16.
The Odyssey shippers are like, no, Buck shouldn't go with Eugene and Katrina, his adoptive parents. Buckles, we gotta protect it.
I can see that.
It's just very, very funny to me reading that. But it's because I wonder if they're gonna have to do a good job at conveying it, because I do think there are a lot of like kids who are really like into like, oh yeah, Jules and Buck. And it's like, well, you can't separate them. And then there's another, I think there's also kids who don't know, like, the whole reason they're doing this is that the Eugenes, because they're like, oh, no way they, like, some kids, like, no way they, like, stay away forever. And it's like, I don't know if they all know, like, what's up with Eugene, or that, like, part of this storyline is about Buck accepting, like, his family and, like, going and doing what's best for his family.
No, absolutely. So
perhaps to say focusing on his family.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Okay, so I want to kind of go through this beat by beat. So I actually kind of like, so you know, they break the news to Buck right away and he lets it slip that he has a girlfriend. I'm just glad they didn't keep the secret until part four. But
Yeah. I agree. I we were like wondering, like, are they gonna tell Buck in the next part? And it's like immediately.
Yes. So I'm very glad they did that. I'm actually a little surprised Katrina and Eugene weren't more shocked by that revelation, but
I guess they probably had, like, thought about it before.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably reading the room. The, of course, Connie's the last to know, because why wouldn't she be? Mm-hmm. I know they didn't really, but I actually kind of respect this. I respect that Katrina was not going to tell Connie. It was just a miscommunication.
Well, I think Katrina was going to tell Connie.
I'm getting that scene mixed up in my head. I don't know why I'm thinking and something.
I could see maybe, like, she wasn't sure. I mean, there was a miscommunication.
Yeah, I also think, like, Katrina was feeling out the room to see if Jules had told Connie.
Yeah, I think that's what she was trying to see.
Now, what I do like about that scene, though, is the adults immediately piece together. That's why they've been going to youth group.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, like, this makes sense. But then they're singing in church.
Right, and now that
there's... Didn't I call they were going to sing, like, Amazing Grace or It's Well With My Soul or something?
Yes, you did. Yeah, so, and, you know, there's an efficacy question of should they let this continue, but I think them singing at church was originally going to be the ending of another episode, in the sense that you could kind of see there being a one or two parter about Jules and Buck's relationship, the parents find out and don't tell them, and it ends with them talking in church about this, roll credits, you know, join us again next time.
Yeah, I think that's true. I do wonder if they're going to have Buck become a Christian, and maybe even Jules in this. In the next two parts.
Yes.
Because, well, Chris has the tease at the end where it's like, for someone who's not a Christian, Buck sure is acting like one.
This is true. And I think Buck coming out and saying, I don't think I'll ever become a Christian. I mean, look, it's Adventures in Odyssey. Obviously, that was going to happen.
Yeah.
But that just says to me, that's going to be a big part of the story going forward.
I guess what's kind of, like, interesting to me, right? And I feel like they touch upon it a little bit this episode. I kind of wish they could have had a... And maybe they had a Connie one, like, years ago. I can't remember, but I don't really remember that. Like, a Connie/Eugene and Katrina story about trying to raise a non-Christian.
Yes.
Like, in a... Like, because it's like, yeah, this is an interesting predicament. But I feel like they just don't really address that. And it's, like, hard, right? Because kids don't really need that address at this point. But I do think it's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, there's this whole running problem we could definitely talk about with Connie and needing more to do. And that's something... That's actually something this episode brings up by Whit talking to Eugene about, you know, when was the last time you got a promotion at Campbell County College and not da-da-da-da? Okay, look... I'm not going to rant too hard on this because I know it was partially because of Will Ryan dying. Adventures in Odyssey, to some extent, has always been a status quo driven show. Up until they came back in 2010, when it became a little more arc-based, I would argue. And that's fine, but now doing that is some characters feel like they're constantly learning stuff, and a few legacy characters have been stuck running on treadmills. It's just a little sad to me that we got some Eugene momentum because Will Ryan died. I just hope we get that for Connie before Katie Lee leaves the show.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you mean. Like, I do feel like I agree with that. Like, I think since it's come back, or at least in Screen Ring, I think the first few albums weren't, like, arc-y, but, like, you definitely see character arcs and characters growing and changing. I mean, you saw that beforehand with, like, Novacom stuff. I think after Novacom is probably when that started, right?
Yeah, and I'm probably misremembering because it was my childhood, so I only had certain episodes. But I do feel like there was a lot less... The lessons we're learning are a little more contained to this episode kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why it hits with Eugene, right? Because I think arguably until Novacom, the only character, like, I mean, other characters certainly had arcs. Like, I mean, Connie became a Christian, but that was, like, very, like, compressed, where, like, Eugene actually had a very, like, long arc to Christianity.
Yes.
And then, like, really the one significant huge arc, I mean, I'm not saying there were other arcs. I think there's stuff with, like, Jason and Jack and, like, you know, stuff with Blackguard. But I do think, right, I think there was a lot of characters evolving and changing a little bit come Novacom.
Yeah.
Right. I do think Connie's really, I mean, I think their idea was that Jules was going to really like change Connie, but we haven't seen that much.
I'm still kind of convinced that, you know, Jules was a character in the get in the show character. She shows up in Connie's mom's death episode. And then I think they bring her back because they liked working with the voice actress so much.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I guess we'll see. All right, so I did also want to talk about them going to Baltimore in the apartment. So I like how they make sure to take the time to have Eugene say, yeah, the luxury isn't really selling us on it. Now,
you know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I understand if they're uncomfortable by that, but I just kept thinking to myself, Eugene, do not turn down free rent in this economy.
Well, I think the idea was, is they're thinking, I mean, I think they would take the free rent. I think they're just saying that's not what's going to make them make their decision.
Right. Yeah. You know, and I you also called last week that scene with the widow of the guy who died from the surgery.
Yeah.
That was a very sweet scene. I also see a version of that, and I don't want to make this like the super sad unwritten version of the episode. I see a version where if they had not canonized Tom Riley dying, that this was like Tom and Agnes, and it was somehow like a conclusion to Tom and Eugene's arc.
Yeah, I mean, that would be crazy, right? If they somehow like reference that. I mean, they're bringing back Bernard. I mean, they could have had a real thing like, think of like Tom Riley and Agnes, but I feel like that might have been too much.
I agree. And okay, I've seen some back and forth on this, so we can definitely talk about it. Buck says to them, we should move, and seemingly doesn't consult Jules. And some people are saying that's unfair of him to do to Jules. No, okay.
I disagree.
Yeah, I do too. So here's the thing. They are teenagers.
Yes.
This is... you know, they can probably come back and visit, and it is a life or not a life or death thing, but Eugene is doing something very important here. And to me, this is what I would consider not a moment for Buck's character, but I think Buck kind of knew in the back of his head, Jules is too selfish to hear me out on this.
I don't know about that. I think it'd be hard for Jules to understand without, like, seeing the context of it.
Yeah, now I want to be clear. That sounds like I threw Jules under the bus. I think the biggest difference between Jules and Buck has been Jules always kind of thinks more of her own self-interest, and Buck is a little more empathetic.
I think that's a little bit fair, right? I do feel like they've made Buck the more sympathetic character. And right, Jules oftentimes is scheming or a little more edgy. Like, there's exactly. The whole, like, driving episode, right? Where, like, Buck's like, I don't think this is a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just saying,
Jules is like, it's okay.
So I'm just saying, even if they decide to address, hey, Buck should have still consulted Jules, even though they're teenagers, I understand why Buck wouldn't have consulted her.
Yeah.
And to the writer's credit, because I definitely thought about this, because Odyssey is the first time Buck has been happy, that I at least appreciated, hey, Eugene and Katrina do factor that in.
Right. It is a huge element. Like, but yeah, I mean, I get why someone would think that, but right, it's ultimately their decision, and he's more saying, like, we tricked you guys. I think this is a place where you guys belong. Not that he, because Buck doesn't have the decision-making power. He's basically just saying, you probably should go here. Like, right. Just being honest.
Yes, but I give them this. They do a very good job, not necessarily giving Buck the decision power, but that Buck telling them what he really feels is the tipping point, because they're like, well, if Buck is super close to Jesus going to the Odyssey Church, is it really worth tearing him away from that?
Yeah. Which, like, is good, right? Because they're thinking of what is important for their kids, which is a very, like, relevant thing to think about in this case.
Right. So, and again, I appreciate Buck comes clean, and I like it because to me that means parts 3 and 4 are going to probably play out a little differently than I expected them to.
I do too. Like, I kind of wonder if Bernard will be the next episode, right?
Yeah.
I mean, right, it's probably going to be some fallout with Jules and Buck next episode, right?
Yeah.
And then I would guess they each come to their own thing, or Jules. Probably the next episode is going to be more Jules-centered in terms of the Jules and Buck stuff.
Yes. I certainly hope so, because I know this is kind of Eugene's story, but it is notable Buck has kind of been, Jules has kind of been in the backseat of all of this.
Yeah, like, I think a lot, because, okay, it's possible they go for the dual switch to Christianity by the end of this arc.
Yeah.
Which I think they could pull off, but I think then it's more on Jules, but then it's hard, right, because Buck has a bunch of stuff. They have to, I don't know. I am truly curious if they're going to try to have one of them become a Christian in the next 2 episodes or both of them. Yeah. Or if now the next 2 episodes are going to be like Jules and Buck decide to date long distance and a big celebration for Eugene, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Or maybe like there'll be an episode about Jules and Buck figuring that out after they move. Anyway, not really the
point.
Let
me say this. What I will say is it was weird to me that have the whole scene where, like, the realtor heard Buck.
Yes.
And then, like, it never comes back. It's just like, I don't think this is going to sway them. And maybe, then, like,
maybe we'll come back in a later part where in a moment Eugene is, like, at risk of losing the position or something.
Right, like, I'm a little confused by that. If it doesn't come back, because I thought it was going to be the realtor was, or not the realtor, I mean the scientist guy was going to come back and be like, here's some of the importance of this.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, well, maybe it's just to get them in a more modest apartment or something. I don't know. But.
Yeah.
I also loved that scene at dinner where those people who wanted to work with Eugene come up and he says greetings and salutations and they say, I was hoping you'd say that. I don't
know. Okay, I know, but who, how would they know that's how he says it?
I don't know. I mean, if Eugene is that much of a rock star in the field, maybe he opens every speech with that or something.
That's fair.
But again, this is kind of that point you made a few weeks ago where Eugene is sometimes a super genius who apparently is on this world stage, and sometimes he's just the dude fixing the ice cream machine at Wit's End.
Yeah, it's always a little over the top where Eugene is either like a normal, like smart person or like the smartest person on Earth.
Yes. So I guess we'll see. I'm trying to think of any other notes. I guess my biggest thing, I'll be curious to see how this affects Jules, because Buck, you know, decided, hey, I'm not going to continue this lie anymore. So we will see.
Yeah.
I hope we get a little more of Connie. You know, and Connie and Jules working that out. But
I agree.
Yeah, we will see. And again, I hope this kind of spurs them to give Connie more to do, because it's just a little weird for her to come in and start complaining about, you know, I don't want you to date at all. Now it's gone from I don't want her to date to I don't want her dating any, you know, I don't want her to date a non-Christian to I don't want her dating anybody, which I know is an overprotective parent thing, but.
Right. It is an interesting dynamic, right? Because I thought about that. I mean, like, right, would they be okay with it if they were dating a Christian?
Right.
Or would they be like, oh, I question the other Christian's faith if they're dating a non-Christian, you know? Like, it's a weird question, and I don't know if they're going to address it, but it'd be interesting if they did.
Oh, absolutely. All right, so I think that wraps this up. Is there anything we missed?
I don't think so.
All right, so next week, John will be in Paris. We'll try to record. I don't know how we'll work that out, but he's...
Yeah, if worse comes to worse, we may do 3 and 4 in one part.
Or I'll get our old friend Gabe to come in and help or something.
I see.
What?
Leave me on the wayside.
Oh, goodness. I mean, Garçon can't come back, so...
Hmm?
Oh, never mind. Anyway, that wraps it up. I'm Will.
I'm John.
We'll see you next time.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.